Good evening. Welcome to Left, Right and Center. I'm Vishnu Shom on the program this evening. If you read the papers this morning, you would have seen massive ads and articles of two major road opening projects in the National Capital Region. One, the official inauguration by the Prime Minister of a new road that links Gurgaon and Delhi, which sees some of the most horrific traffic anywhere. And another, also inaugurated by the Prime Minister, about 76 kilometers in length, which links to the same Dwarka Expressway, but one that connects the northwest and the southwest of Delhi and Gurgaon. While the Dwarka Expressway linking Gurgaon to Delhi has been open on a trial basis, I decided to check it out to see if it is a solution for some of India's biggest traffic nightmares between Gurgaon and Delhi and vice versa. Well, that report is coming up. But first, let me put some context to it and explain in detail what the plans are to decongest not just that part of Delhi, the west, but also all of Delhi. Now, if it works, it'll be a game changer. Otherwise, quite frankly, we may be doomed to spending our lives on the roads. We can talk about politics another day. We can talk about big international affairs another day. But today, let's talk about the time that we spend on the roads in the national capital and see if there is a workable solution. So let's take a look now at this point. Now, this is the Delhi NCR, the National Capital Region. All of these roads have actually been constructed within the last little while in order to enhance connectivity to and out of Delhi. But let's move to the next page, which gives you an idea of the road which has been inaugurated by the Prime Minister. Two stretches, one from Mahipalpur over here, going to Gurgaon over here. In the process, you bypass this particular stretch. This is where one sees an incredible amount of traffic. It was this stretch from here that I went back and forth on to give you a report card, and that's coming up on just whether this bypass works. Now, remember, the bypass has been open for a while on a trial basis, but it's open now completely. Now, that's the Dwarka Expressway. And then there is another 76-kilometer stretch, which is called the Urban Extension Road 2. That's also been inaugurated by the Prime Minister. Now, why is that particularly substantial? Because, in fact, it links up to certain national highways all across, one which goes to Kanyakumari, one which goes past Rohtak, one which goes elsewhere as well. So there is the Urban Extension Road and the Dwarka Expressway. Now, what the ultimate goal is to have at the Urban Extension Road, which stretches all across Delhi over here. That would be the Urban Extension Road in this area. Then there is the Eastern Peripheral Expressway, which has already been constructed. And then there is the Western Peripheral Expressway, which has already been constructed. So let me try and explain why we are doing this. What we are trying to show over here is that there is an effort at trying to create ring roads around Delhi. This is the Western Peripheral Expressway. It leads on to the Eastern Peripheral Expressway. It goes all around Delhi. Then inside that, there is the stretch which I have been talking about now, which is the Urban Extension Road and the Dwarka Expressway, which leads up to this entire stretch, which will then be constructed, the Urban Extension Road, the eastern section, which needs to come up. That's going to link up as well. And what we already have inside Delhi is the outer ring road and the inner ring road. Now, will this actually solve the problems of this entire area in commuting, getting in and out of the national capitals? Theoretically, it should help in decongesting Delhi, because traffic which isn't looking to get into Delhi can actually use a lot of these highways to try and get across the national capital region, and movement from Delhi outside through the new highways which have been created, that becomes quite important. But again, let's focus a little bit on this particular stretch from the Indira Gandhi International Airport, Mahipalpur over here, where I drove across to Gurgaon and back. How much time did it take me to traverse this? And ultimately, I wanted to see how much time it would take me to get from this area right to the heart of New Delhi, the All India Institute of Medical Sciences, that particular area. Let's take a look at my report card. For those living in the national capital region, you would know that commuting in and out of Delhi from places like Gurgaon is a nightmare at the best of times, particularly during rush hour traffic. Yesterday, the Prime Minister inaugurated two key stretches of road. One is the Dwarka Expressway going up to Gurgaon, and another one is called UER, or the Urban Extension Road 2, which links three major highways to the northwest of Delhi to areas such as Indira Gandhi International Airport, and it also links up to the Dwarka Expressway. Now, to be certain, the Dwarka Expressway had been opened up to traffic on a trial basis earlier on. We decided to get a sense of what the big deal was all about. So from one end of the Dwarka Expressway on the Gurgaon side to where it actually enters the Mahipalpur region of Delhi, it has taken us exactly 20 minutes. Now that could be a game changer, but the fact of the matter is this. Just look at the traffic which merges onto this new road, because this is the same stretch of highway and there doesn't appear to be any way of avoiding that. So yes, there are quite clearly bottlenecks which do exist. The new stretch is fabulous. There are multiple lanes. There's an underpass. There's an overpass. All that is great. It will certainly save people a great deal of time. It'll help to decongest this stretch. But once you're here on the Delhi side, it's going to take as much time. So it took us 1 hour, 5 minutes from the start of the Dwarka Expressway in Gurgaon to get to the All India Institute of Medical Sciences in the heart of Delhi. Now that, at 3 p.m. in the afternoon or so, is not exactly incredible. Yes, it is much better than if you were to take the normal highway. But quite frankly, there are larger questions which need to be asked. Can anything realistically be done to improve the condition of the national capital's roads? Are there simply too many cars? Can public transportation actually improve to an extent, to a point where people decide not to take their cars? These are larger questions. For now, does it help? Yes, it does. But once you get to Delhi, it's a straight bottleneck, as it's always been. With Aman Singh, Vishnu Show for ATTV. All right, well, that's a reality check on one part of that highway, the highway going from Gurgaon to Delhi and vice versa. Does that really make a difference? And what about this entire business of several ring roads which have actually been formed? Is that a solution for Delhi's traffic mess? Joining us now, Sameer Jasuja, founder and managing director of Prop Equity. Zenith Chaudhary, a resident of Gurugram. Also, Pradeep Rawat, or another resident, and Dr. P.S.N. Rao, a professor of urban planning at SPA. Dr. Rao, let me come to you first. I've tried to explain in as simple terms as possible what the situation is. But I found in my report that once you get into Delhi from Gurgaon, using this absolutely fantastic road with a wonderful tunnel and artwork on both sides, and then there are bridges as well, you hit a stretch of road which is a massive bottleneck. And things don't really change once you enter Delhi. So it's relief all right, but it's only temporary. Is that your sense as well?
Yeah, absolutely, Vishnu. I couldn't agree with you more. I live in Gurgaon and I work in Delhi. And I use this stretch of the road at least twice every day. And I've been doing this for years now. And this solution that has been attempted at this point in time is only a partial solution. Maybe some of the vehicles would get diverted. But the problem is that a very large population living in Gurgaon works in Delhi, and vice versa, a large population living in Delhi works in Gurgaon. So the stretch from Dholakwa going all the way on the National Highway up to Gurgaon is continuing, will continue to be choked. The solution actually is, how do you get cars off the road? I mean, why should everybody take out his or her own car and do the journey? Why can't we use the metro? I have myself used the metro several times, and I find that the metro is a much better option. But then for many people, the last mile connectivity is actually a nightmare, and therefore many people just can't use the metro, because the metro in Delhi, well, it's fairly good, but then in Gurgaon, you don't have a good coverage of the metro. So therefore, the last mile connectivity leaves a lot to be desired, and therefore many people are not really switching over to the metro. And therefore, unless and until you get cars off the road, you can keep having more and more tunnels and more flyovers. You can keep widening the roads, but it's just not going to solve the problem, because the car population is also increasing. Just look at the number of cars that are being sold every day in Delhi. So wider the roads, more cars, more traffic jams. It's a kind of a vicious circle. So unless and until we keep our cars in the garages and then start using public transport, I don't think we can really solve this problem at all.
Dr. Rao, how many cars are being added to the NCR's roads on a daily basis? Dr. Rao, do you have any idea of the statistics of the number of cars? All right, we'll come back to him in a moment. But let me go across to Pradeep Rawat. Mr. Rawat, is this a solution to travel to and from the National Capital Region from the Gurgaon region?
Thank you, first of all, for having me on the show. To tell you the truth, I have lived long enough in Delhi, Gurgaon, Noida. I keep oscillating between all these three places quite often. And almost on a daily basis, I'm into Delhi, I'm into Gurgaon, and I'm into Noida as well. And the main problem is the most of time is spent on the roads. And it's a matter of fact that when we are traveling either from Noida to Delhi to Gurgaon or Gurgaon to Delhi, the problem is there are too many bottlenecks at too many places. Even if one stretch of road is wide enough for people to travel nicely or freely, then suddenly one bottleneck comes up, and that, you know, literally destroys the whole momentum that is set for a car or any other vehicle to drive. The problem actually is the previous panelists were saying that more people should travel in a metro. But problem for the places like Gurgaon is, in places like Dwarka Expressway, there is no metro at all. It's only in the right beginning at the Gurgaon, there metro is there. Otherwise, there's no metro at all. Second problem is, at certain places, the last mile connectivity, as he was mentioning, is right. It's not there. Especially in Gurgaon, public transport system is absolutely, it is not there. So the problem is, if a person tries to keep his car or a vehicle at home and he tries to travel by, you know, metro or something like a public transport, it is not there at all. So what government and the authorities need to do is provide a proper system, as if that if a person is leaving the house, he should be able to reach his destination at the right point of time by taking a public transport. If that happens, then a lot of problems will be solved. Otherwise, you will keep on adding the new roads, widening the roads, but the continuation of adding up of cars and the vehicles will continue to make the traveling a nightmare, which is already there. I hope government is listening. I hope the authorities are listening, and the people at least understand, until unless we all decide that we all need to save time. We need to, actually sometimes get into the metros or the public transport, then things will change. But the whole idea of widening the roads or making Dwarka Expressway or better roads will work only when everybody works in tandem along with each other, like a team, whether it's the commuters, whether it's the general public, or whether it's the government, or whether it's the authorities. Everybody needs to come together, work together, and make sure that things go smoothly on a right path. That is what I believe.
Back to Dr. Rao for a moment, sir. The urban extension road, which has also been opened up by the Prime Minister, that actually is meant to give a great deal of connectivity. It links up three national highways. It gives a great deal of connectivity to the northwest of Delhi, to the southwest of Delhi and Haryana, the border region, as it were. Do you believe that could be actually a game changer, particularly if the eastern part of this urban extension road gets built? Because once it does, then you would actually have four ring roads in Delhi. The inner ring road, the outer ring road. You'd have the upper extension road as it goes all around. Then you'd have the eastern and western peripheral highways. So essentially four ring roads. Would that be of any help?
Yeah. See, these ring roads would only help you partially because many parts of Delhi still remain unconnected. And people coming from, like you said, that you've traveled all the way from Ames. So there are many people coming from central Delhi and from south Delhi and going all the way to Gurgaon and vice versa. So for them, it is still going to be a problem. So while these new set of routes that have been established, they would help, they would only help partially. And I don't think the problem will be solved completely. As has been said by the resident just now, I think it's very important that we look at the last mile connectivity to increase the ridership in the metro. In many places, the people are not using the metro because of the lack of last mile connectivity. In Gurgaon particularly, for example, if you take Udyog Vihar, for instance, where a large number of people from Delhi travel to Gurgaon just to work in that Udyog Vihar area, there is just no metro connectivity at all. So the expansion of the metro in Gurgaon itself is necessary. Otherwise, with increasing vehicle population, I think these efforts will not really help. They will partially help, but again, the number of vehicles are going to increase. So again, you will have choked roads.
Zeneh Chaudhary, would you agree that unless there is a much, much bigger effort at actually moving away from private transportation to adopting public transportation, and let's face it, a lot of us hate doing that. We just feel it's not comfortable enough. We just feel that it affects our lifestyle. Until we get around to doing that, we're just going to face this complete nightmare.
Yeah, I totally agree with this point also. And apart from this, you know, as told by Mr. Pradeep, like Gurgaon doesn't have much of the public transport facilities. If I have to travel to Delhi, I have to take my own vehicle because we are not so much connected to the metro inside Gurugram. And in Delhi also, see, this whole planning, these two jo ye highways, hain, both of these are like more of, it requires more of, it is actually strategic planning, part of strategic planning, and it requires more of sustainable planning. Otherwise, you see, Delhi's problem is about systemic planning, because there is a lack of public transit ways and over reliance on the private vehicles. At the same time, if you see if we talk about this UER is definitely going to help a lot of commuters, because recently I have been to Chandigarh and it took me only 4 hours. I used that highway and it was a marvelous experience, I must say.
Right.
But inside Delhi, it is, if you we speak about, you know, on a larger scale. On larger scale, more strategic planning is required. Definitely it is required. More transit ways are required. That is how I feel about it.
Sameer Jasuja, the bottom line is that irrespective of where you are, whether you're in Delhi or you're in Gurgaon, you're going to hit a bottleneck on either side. You might have a wonderful experience, and it took me just less than 15 minutes on the Dwarka Expressway from Mahipalpur to the end of that Dwarka Expressway into Gurgaon. On the way back, it took me exactly the same amount of time, and that was a fantastic drive. The rest was a nightmare as always. So my point is, on either side, you face bottlenecks to which there are no solutions.
Look, a lot of the panelists have given a lot of valid suggestions, but, you know, we're forgetting 2-3 things. First of all, the traffic in the car volume in NCR is more than all the tier one cities put together. The population is the maximum. We have 33 million population compared to other cities. We have actually much better roads compared to other cities. And unfortunately, India has only got 6 or 7 tier one cities where it should be having many more. And that's the bigger problem. The second thing that I would like to highlight as a solution is that metro has become super successful and people are talking about last mile connectivity. That's really not the entire reason why many people are not taking the metro. The metro in during office hours has become so jam-packed that people have to let go 3-4 trains to get onto the 5th or the 6th train. So what has to be really done is the volume of the velocity of trains has to increase. The number of coaches have to increase, and our metro, which is the lifeline of the city now, has to become far more efficient, and nobody's talking about that. Last mile connectivity has been addressed a lot. I live in Gurgaon, I work in Gurgaon, and I have over 500 people coming to my office in Gurgaon. Last mile connectivity is not as much of a problem today as much as that they can't get into the metro and get out of the metro at the right time. and they have to miss many metros. That is the bigger cause. And the second bigger cause is, of course, you know, the reality is you can build more roads, but there'll be far more cars. There is population increase because of migration and the city is growing. And the government can only do that much, right? And they're trying their level best to create connectivity as much as they can. But it is a reality. And you look at Bangalore or you look at Mumbai, we are much better off than those cities, even though we have three times more population than that. So it's not all negative. Yes, traffic is going to be a part of our life. We're going to spend an hour and a half unless you choose to shift your residence and be close by to your work. And that's why Gurgaon was created. That's why Noida was created, with affordable housing, and a lot of commercial office space got created so that people could move there and they don't have to travel 1.5 hours to 2 hours from their place of home to their place of work.
Right.
So I think I would promote a lot of people to look at where they work. They should try and live nearby. And secondly, to suggest the government that they should increase the number of coaches and the velocity of the trains.
I do believe that's an important point, and that's been a long-standing demand, that the metro is great, but the capacity needs to rise dramatically because of the number of people who are actually using it. Be that as it may, this is a small step which brings some relief. I think the big question, which none of us have really brought up, is why wasn't something like this done 20 years ago? Because then it would have had a benefit perhaps lasting for a period of time. Are we in a position to actually forecast where we are growing, and with that growth, what the pressures and stresses on commuting are actually going to be? It does appear in city across city that we just don't know. We leave it there for the moment. From all of us here, good night.